That's Julian Lennon with Too Late for Goodbyes. It is 5:36, and with me now in the studio on West Hearts Drive Time this afternoon, I've got Graham, Colin and Sam from the Harpenden Arrows. Good afternoon, chaps.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for coming in today. So, I gather that the Harpenden Arrows are celebrating their 10th anniversary. Which of you has been with them the longest?
That'll be me.
Okay, so Colin, tell us a bit about that.
Yes, so started the club with Anita and Amy back 10 years ago. Three of us got together, set the club up, and we've been going now for 10 years.
Right, okay. What made you set it up in the first place?
Well, we felt that there wasn't a running club in Harpenden.
Right.
There was one in St Albans, so we saw lots of runners around, so we thought, let's start a club up.
Right, okay. Yes, it's a running club. What sort of distances do you normally run? I mean, do you cover all sorts of running, or is it just like normally, like, I don't know, 5Ks, 10Ks? How do you do it?
Well, on a club night, we will go out and maybe do 4 miles, 5 miles, or a little bit longer.
Wow.
Or we'll do some specific training like speed work or hill work. But our runners, we have all sorts. We have people who just turn up to keep fit, and we have people that do just 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons, marathons, and we even have ultra marathon runners as well.
What's an ultra marathon?
Anything longer than a marathon.
Okay.
Basically, I mean, it's typically like a 30-mile run, a 50-mile run, there's even 100-mile runs, or even longer.
Okay. So Colin, you've been there from the get-go. Graham, let's come to you next. How long have you been part of the Harpenden Arrows?
So Colin is member number one. I'm member number 39.
Right.
And we're currently up at member number 500, which is why Sam's here.
Okay, and we're going to come to member 500 in just a moment.
So I guess I joined 6 or 7 months after the club got started.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I've been there ever since.
Do you refer to each other by the number? Is it like, he's number one and you're number... Because that's very Bond-esque, isn't it, that?
Yeah, only when we're very, very, very sad. But, we know a few of the numbers. There's quite a lot of the numbers. The early numbers are still there. And it's really quite nice that there's that consistency that very, very early people... still in the club.
Okay, so it's been going for 10 years, and it does seem to me that of late, in the last couple of years, it seems like the appetite for running seems to have increased. Yeah. It seems more people are running. Park runs are springing up all over the place.
Indeed.
I'm guessing that wasn't around when you guys started.
No park runs. In fact, there were only a few runs throughout the year. Obviously there were the big runs like London Marathon and other large events like that. But runs were quite few and far between.
Okay.
But now there are runs every single month, and then obviously there's the park runs, and more park runs are popping up.
Okay. We are talking to Colin, Graham and Sam from the Harpenden Arrows. Colin is member number one. Graham is number 39. And then all the way at the back there, we've got Sam, who is member 500. So when did you join, Sam?
I just joined a couple of months ago, actually. It's been a long time coming, but I've been putting off for ages and ages.
And had you done much running before?
A fair amount. On and off for years. Last 3 or 4 years. An awful lot, yeah. I've been getting more serious about it.
Right, okay. And so what made you think, do you know what, I need to go and join? Was it because you heard that they had 499 and you thought, I want to be 500?
I'd get in there and get my my presentation vest. No, actually, I've been following a couple of members on Strava. I've been kind of stalking them on social media, just
right, okay.
Watching them run. And
just explain to the listener what Strava is. I think I know, but...
Strava's social media.
It's like Facebook
runners.
For runners.
Facebook
okay.
for runners, yeah. You upload your exercise, running or cycling, and people like it, and you can look at other people's kind of runs.
And it tracks your development as
well? Yeah, it tracks
well?
Your speed and gives you targets and things like that. But it's also quite competitive as well, so I was... at one point in a kind of little race with another guy from the Arrows, and I finally got to meet him when I joined, which is
right. Okay, great. We're talking to Sam, Colin and Graham from the Harpenden Arrows. We're going to take a break now. We're going to have more from them in just a moment. Ian Rogers will be up next with the travel. It is 5:40.
92.6 FM, Radio Verulam.
Keep on running, keep on hiding.
The Spencer Davis Group and Keep On Running, a very corny song choice, but there you go, that's what I do. It's 5:45. With me in the studio this afternoon, I've got Sam, Colin and Graham, who are here from the Harpenden Arrows. Colin was their first member, Graham is number 39, Sam is their recently appointed 500th. In fact, Sam, has anybody come in since, or are you still like the newest one?
Oh yeah, yeah, I've had a few jealous runners coming up to me saying, oh, you've just pipped me at the post by two or three places.
I bet whoever's 501's really gutted, aren't they?
Definitely, yes. Yeah.
Other than that, unless they've got some sort of like Levi's kind of thing going on, then maybe they'll be happy. Who knows? Okay, so Harpenden Arrows are a friendly and social running club, as it says on our website here. And could you meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays, don't
That's
you?
Right. That's right.
And it is your 10th anniversary. So what are you guys doing for your 10th anniversary? Have you got any particular things like events or celebrations? How are you doing it?
Well, we had a party in the summer. Where we got everybody together down at the Amble Inn.
That's right.
In Harpenden.
It's kind of ironic, isn't it? A bunch of runners go to somewhere like Amble.
Yeah. Exactly. We had a great time there. Had some food and a few drinks. Nice celebration.
Right, okay. Was it mainly like protein shakes and stuff because you're all runners? And you're kind of
cake, there's a lot of cake.
There's a lot of cake.
We do like a lot of cake. Indeed.
Okay.
We do have a regular cake night once a month. I mean, that's, you know, goes without saying for runners.
Right, okay. It's a bit annoying, though, because to look at all three of you, you know, you're all as... you're built like runners, funnily enough. You know, you're all very, very lean and slim, and I just have to look at a cake and I look like this. It's not fair. Anyway.
Well, maybe you should come down.
Yeah, give it a go.
Yeah. I have done a little bit of running in my time, but yeah, normally from somebody. So, I'm guessing then it's Harpenden Arrows, even though you've got over 500 members now, you're still open for more if anyone else wants to come along?
Absolutely, yeah. We're open to anybody that can run, ideally, 3 miles without stopping.
Okay, so that's about 30 minutes, isn't it, if you run at a reasonable pace?
Yeah.
Is that about right? It's about 5K, isn't it, give or take?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
I mean, that fits in quite well if you think about it. If you've done a park run, is 5K, which is 3.1 miles. If you can do that and you can run all the way around, you'd be fine. We send out a group every week that runs 4 miles. So 3 miles, 4 miles, it's close enough, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
We never lose people. We always come back with the same number of people we set off this.
Well, that's the main thing, isn't it? That's why you've got numbers, isn't it? You can spot where someone's missing.
That's right, yeah.
And also all ages over 18.
I was about to ask that because, I mean, I've been on a couple of park runs and they seem to have lots of people under 18 as well. But for your particular group, then, anyone over 18?
Absolutely, yeah.
Any top age limit or just
no,
anyone?
No.
We've still got a couple of our members are in their mid-70s, still running marathons. Absolutely amazing, so we're always absolutely amazed when our oldest lady has beaten me in a marathon, actually, so she's just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, but she's got a free bus pass, you see. That's probably what you've not realised. She sprints off, waits for the number 73, jumps on, and then gets off again at about mile 25.
No, she's amazing. I was going to say, so all standards, you don't have to run marathons. Like I say, if you want to come along and just run 4 miles on a Tuesday night, great, come and do that. That's fine.
Okay. And how much help and support do you give to each other as well? Is it just that you go out and you run, or do you kind of look at all sorts of things to do with running, you know, technique, diet, any other sort of like exercising or things? I mean, I don't really know what I'm talking about, but is it more than just going out for a run and back again?
Absolutely. I mean, everybody there will give their advice free of charge whilst we're out running, or when we get back afterwards. Everyone's chatting, you know, I'm training for a half marathon, what should I do, what should I eat, all those sort of questions. We look at training plans. We've got training plans for up to 5k all the way up to marathon, so yeah, we can talk about anything that we need to get everybody through what they're trying to aim for.
Okay.
I mean, that's the good thing, because the Thursday night that I've been to, it's really sociable, and you join a group that's your speed, so there's it's mainly chatting all the way around. Actually, it's very different to running alone,
right?
Because you're going at an easy pace, and everyone's having a little chat. And there's faster nights as well, but the Thursday's really nice for that. Actually,
okay,
it's really good for chatting.
Generally speaking, then, do people get on quite well running and chatting at the same time? Because I've seen lots of people do, and I've been out and about. You know, you see a couple of runners in their high vis jackets, and they seem to be getting on really well, and then they're always polite as you get out of the way and what have you. But if I've ever gone running, I don't want to speak to anybody. In fact, someone tries to speak to me, I'm like, and I'm you know, I'm dying, and I'm thinking, oh, leave me alone.
It's actually an official measure as set out by England Athletics to sort of gauge how hard someone's having to work. If they can speak in whole sentences, they're just jogging along. Right. If they can only manage a word or two, they're pushing it harder.
Okay.
If they can't get a word out at all, they're going for it.
Right.
So it's a good way of measuring how hard someone's having to work to run at the pace that you're at.
Sounds like a good theory, but it doesn't factor in just those of us who are just antisocial and just don't really want to talk to people.
There's that as well. Yeah. But,
okay. Now, what about, I was curious to know as well about running songs, because I know for some people, they can't run without like headphones on. Other people feel that you shouldn't run with headphones. You know, you're missing, for a start, it could be dangerous. You're missing what's going on. You can't chat to people with you when you're running. What do you guys think on this?
There's a time and a place. I mean, if you're running an event, a race, an official race, most races now will have headphones banned,
right?
Because it's dangerous if you're on the road. Personally, I don't run with music very often because I like going out into the countryside and I need to have an ear open for traffic, etc.
Yeah.
But yeah, for a lot of people, you know, they get the beats in the music, and that can help. The beat in the music will help you.
Also, I gather there's a lot of apps as well, and these apps can that play alongside your music can actually say to you, right now, go a bit faster or slow down a bit. They can kind of coach you along the way.
It's getting quite geeky, actually. If you want to be geeky, you can be very geeky. Just put your shoes on and go run, but if you want to be geeky, there's loads of stuff.
I gather there's one where you can imagine that zombies are chasing you.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be surprised. Lots and lots of things out there that you can use. And obviously there's a time and a place for it. I mean, you know, if you're out there on your own, you might need that sort of thing to help you along. Obviously, if you're running with other people, then actually that sometimes is something that gets them.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that people have said is, oh, I wish I'd joined a club early, because it's so much easier to run in a little group of three or four or five people than going out on my own.
Yeah.
And certainly on a cold, wet night, if you're thinking about running on your own, that's not very attractive. But if you know you're going to meet your mates and have a run together...
It's a lot more work, isn't it, to kind of kick up an excuse to then sound convincing to three or four people if you're going to say, oh, I can't make it tonight. Whereas if you're out running on your own and the weather's bad, you think, I ain't going to bother.
That's it. Exactly, yeah.
So it keeps you going. And do you guys meet all year round?
Absolutely.
Yep. I think we closed 26th. We closed this year, on 26th of December.
Yeah.
But yeah, rain, shine, snow, whatever. We've had some really good runs, actually, even in the most adverse weather conditions. So, yeah.
Okay. And if people want to find out more, do you have a website or what's the best way to find out more about you? Is it a website, a Facebook page, something else?
Yeah, we've got a website, so it's Harpen and Arrows.
Harpenandarrows.co.uk. We're going to link to that from our blog, westhartsdrivetime.radioverulam.com. Ian, who's outside at the moment, he's going to he'll put that up online in just a moment. So we'll link to that. I was going to ask you as well, is there a lot of like rivalry with the other local running groups? Because there are one or two around, aren't there? People think, oh, we've got to beat them.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of that when you go to local races. And I mean, obviously, St Albans Striders is a very large club, and we do try to beat them if we can, and they will try to beat us if they can. Absolutely.
I gather it's all good-natured, friendly rivalry.
It's very friendly.
Yeah. There's a few leagues that we're in. There's a Sunday league, a cross-country league that we're in with St Albans and Welling and Watford and all the local clubs, and that's... That's quite good.
Okay.
We know some of those guys really well now.
Right. Okay, well, Sam, Colin and Graham, thank you very much for coming in this afternoon and for chatting with us about the Harpenden Arrows. It is their 10th anniversary. You can find out more about them on their website, which is harpendenarrows.co.uk, and we'll put the information on our blog as well. But it is 5:54, time for a track from a local artist, and it just so happens that we've got a local artist's song now, and she performed this live in the very seat that you're sat in now just a couple of weeks ago, and it's called Run and Hide. So it's as if it was all meant to be. Here is Beth Hedges now from the Drive Time Session Archives. Sam, Colin and Graham, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.